From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The American Coalition for Ethanol has outlined regulatory reform priorities it wants for the EPA. Executive Vice President Brian Jennings says their top priority will be for the EPA to revise emission standards to allow E15 and higher ethanol blends to be sold year-round. He tells Brownfield revised standards will open demand for ethanol production and higher ethanol blends, which will increase the price of corn. The U.S. Dairy Export Council is wrapping up a week-long trade mission in Singapore and China. Council President Tom Vilsack says after the Trump administration's decision to remove the U.S. from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, we think it's incredibly important to look for creative ways to maintain a presence and make sure people understand there's a quality product that can be had at a reasonable price. Vilsack says the council's goal is to expand overall dairy exports from 15 to 20%. Make sure you're counted. That's the message USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service is trying to get across to America's farmers and ranchers as NASS prepares for the 2017 Census of Agriculture. Conducted every 5 years, the census aims to get a complete count of all U.S. farms and ranches and those who operate them. New producers who did not receive a Census of Agriculture in 2012 still have time to sign up to receive the 2017 report form by visiting agcensus.usda.gov. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.